Welcome to Mindset and Money Mastery for Photographers, the podcast. We help overwhelmed photographers make more money while simplifying their business by mastering their, you guessed it, mindset and money. Tune in each week for practical and actionable tips to take your photography business up a notch. Let's dive right in. On today's podcast, I'll be sharing our Plan Your $500,000 Year webinar. This is a great webinar where I take you through the process and the strategy involved in starting to think and plan your year like the CEO of your business instead of just a photographer. So make sure you tune in and you listen to this whole episode and the process that we use. And then once you've gone through this episode, if you want to learn more about how you can actually implement this strategy that we talk about today, you can head over to our website and you can actually join us for our full Plan Your Year workshop, which is recorded, and you can go through and work through our full Plan Your Year workshop right there with the videos as I work through it with you, and you can learn the exact process that I use to plan my year in my own portrait business. So today we're going to talk about the importance of planning from a higher place. We're going to talk about goals and why goals can really change everything in your business. We're going to talk about the importance of audits, which I know is a terrible, scary word for most people, but audits are incredibly helpful and valuable in your portrait business, and I want you to learn the importance of those audits. We're going to talk about a new way to manage your money and to look at your money, which I know is the topic that most of us don't love to talk about. And when I say the word money or talk money, most people just want to crawl in a hole. I used to be there too, so I understand that. We're going to talk about the importance of your schedule, and we're going to talk about why the marketing that you're doing isn't working for your business. So that's kind of what we're going to go and dive into today. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm Corinda, and I help overwhelmed and underpaid photographers become more profitable and build simple businesses. I am all about simplicity, mainly because I've built this giant business with just a tiny little bit of help, which I recommend getting more help faster than I have. But in order to do that, I've had to simplify my systems and make everything run really quickly, precisely. And like one of my coaching clients says, she's like, it's surgical. It's a very surgical process, but it's so great because it is so exact and so precise, and it keeps your business running without all of the fluff. I'm a big believer that in the photography world and in the education world for photographers, there are two things that are happening right now. Number one, there is a lot of fluffiness because everybody wants to have the next best thing to offer to you, the next best guide, the next best magazine, all of these things they want to offer to you, all of these new courses about all these fancy things. And it's really important to me to help people realize they don't need to do all of the extra things. They don't need to have all the fluffy things. And that is what I am here. And that's what I help my coaching clients realize, is that you can cut out the fluff, you can simplify and not have to work so hard and still make the same amount of money, if not more. The other thing that I really believe and I'm passionate about is I want to help teach all of you to be great, strong, independent business owners that can make decisions for yourselves, that can go forth with the knowledge I share with you, and you can do something with it on your own. I want to help y'all learn to be good business owners. I don't want y'all just to learn to copy and paste what other people are doing in their businesses, because it is incredibly important for me to see you be able to go out there and be independent business owners that can make the best decision for yourself and build a business that's unique for you and your life and what you love and what you believe in. So definitely keep that in mind as we go through this process, that take these pieces that I'm sharing with you, take them to heart, and then ask yourself how you can make them unique to yourself. I have actually two podcast episodes about finding your why and how you make your business unique to yourself. So those are good episodes to listen to. Okay, so what I want to do first is I want to share with you what a $500,000 per year photography business looks like and what it can look like for you and what it can look like in depending on what you do with your business. So here's kind of what my business looks like. I have three different main revenue streams in my portrait business. I photograph a dance studio every year. That brings in around $40,000 worth of revenue. I do portraits for charity sessions, around 100 sessions. I actually do more than 100, but I just put 100 on here for sake of today. About 100 sessions, and I'm averaging about $3,000 per session. And those take place over a three-week time period. The dance studio takes place over 2 weeks time period. The portraits for charity takes place over a three-week time period. And then throughout the rest of the year, I have about 36 full portrait clients, and they average about a $6,500 spend with me.
in my portrait business. So I'm only really doing my full portrait sessions about 6 months out of the year. I'm not doing portrait sessions year round. I'm taking plenty of time off because there's a few weeks out of the year that I work really, really hard. So I take some good time off when I can, typically January, February, first part of March. And then also the summer months, I'm not doing much in my portrait business. So I can relax and recover from busy season. So I want to ask you, how would it change your life? And what would things look like for you if you were able to build a photography business and you were able to bring in $250,000, maybe $500,000 a year in your business? How would that change things for you? I really want you to think about that today. I had no idea when I started my photography business that there were people in the photography world that had $1 million studios, that had $500,000 studios. I had no idea. I never thought that that was something that was possible for photographers. And then I remember going to a conference once upon a time, and I remember everyone was like, did you see those really nice cars in the parking garage? And they're like, so-and-so drives that car, and that's so-and-so's car. He has $1 million studio, and he has $1 million portrait business. And I was like, oh, people can do that? That's cool. And it was just this huge like aha moment for me and realizing that there is money to be made in a photography business. But the thing is that you have to start thinking like a business owner instead of thinking like a photographer. And I'm going to ask you this today. How many of you have invested hours upon hours and thousands of dollars into becoming a better photographer, but you have never really taken the time to learn how to be a fabulous business owner? If you can sit here and think about that question and you're like, that's me, guilty. I have never taken the time to become a business owner. I have been living my life as just a photographer. Then this today is going to be so incredibly valuable for you. And this is something that you really need to take to heart. And I'm going to challenge each and every one of you today to decide, are you just a photographer or are you a business owner? Because you have two choices. You can be a great business owner and a mediocre photographer, and you can make a ton of money, or you can be the best photographer in the world and make nothing because you've never taken the time to learn to step into the role of a business owner. So really, you know, decide today, decide after we talk through all these things, like, where do I want to go? Where do I want to lead in my business? Where do I want to be as a business owner? And make that decision today. So let's talk about some other business models besides mine. If you were just doing portrait sessions, for somebody that was just doing full portrait sessions to hit about $500,000 a year in revenue, you would probably need to be doing 2 portrait sessions per week, 10 months out of the year, which would equate to about 80 sessions per year, and be at around a $6,200 average to get there. So that would be a $500,000 a year studio or portrait business. You know, obviously when I say these numbers and I talk about these things, this is going to require help. This is going to require outsourcing. You're going to have somebody that edits for you, somebody that processes the orders for you, somebody that takes care of stuff, so you're not running yourself ragged. But I know many portrait photographers that are doing 2 sessions a week. They have people to help them. They have people to edit for them, take care of things. And they're doing 80 clients a year and they're averaging those $6,000 plus sales and they're running $500,000 a year studios. There is no reason that you can't do this type of work in your business if you set up your business the right way and get the help you need. So let's talk about some other business options, what another kind of business option could look like. Let's say maybe you run 1 mini session day a month. That's like a higher ticket mini session day. And you're doing that 10 months out of the year. You have 5 sessions in 1 day. You're averaging a $3,000 sale because you are selling wall art to these mini session clients. And you've set your mini sessions up in a smart way where you can make money from them. And then you also have maybe like 53 portrait clients a year that are averaging that like $6,600 a client, which means you're essentially having 1 portrait client most weeks. Every once in a while, you're going to have 2. But you'd be working 10 months out of the year. And you could take a ton of time off for vacation to enjoy your family and do all of those things. And yes, $3,000 per mini client, you can do it. You just have to do it in the right way. And you have to think and make sure that the minis you're photographing are going to be something that can sell wall art. Like setting them up and structuring them in the right way is really, really important, and prepping those people for the possibility to spend money on a mini type session and probably not calling the mini sessions, coming up with some creative ways to market them and talk about them is going to be really important. So let's talk about what a $6,500 client looks like, because I talked a lot about having those $6,000 type averages to be able to run a studio that's bringing in $500,000 a year. So a $6,500 client could look like a number of things for me and my portrait business and for most of my coaching clients. And I'm going to give you an example. A $6,500 portrait client could buy one large luxury canvas from me. That would be like a gilt canvas that is hand painted over the top. It is just like a gorgeous piece of art. That could be a $6,500 order from one piece of art. Maybe they buy a 30 by 40-ish piece of wall art, and then they buy an album with around 25 portraits. That would easily be a $6,500 sale. They could buy three medals that are around 20 or 30 inches, and then they could buy a small album with 25 portraits. Or they could buy a giant album with 60 or 70 of their favorite portraits and easily spend $6,500. I had a coaching client recently that had a portrait client come through her system, and I think they bought a $6,500 album. And she was like, that was cool. Can I do that again? So I'm sharing these things with you because I want you to see what the possibilities are, and really the fact that getting a $6,500 sale, if your systems are set up the right way, is not a crazy, terrible thing to think about. So if you had a $500,000 per year business, how much would you make in your pocket? That's always the next question. I would say that most people and most businesses are able to pay themselves around 30 to 40% of their revenue, depending on their expenses and tax bracket that they're in. It could also be more or less. So if you had a $500,000 a year business, you're probably paying yourself somewhere between $150,000 to $200,000, depending on how you run your business, how many expenses you have, et cetera. So how would it feel to be able to pay yourself $200,000 a year? How would it feel for, I know I'll just speak for myself. How would it feel one day when you're like, aha, husband, I make more money than you finally. Like, that's a cool feeling as a woman. Sorry for you guys that are out there, but that's a cool feeling to be like, guess what? I make more than my husband that has a real job. And you know what? It took a while to get there, but we're here now. And yeah, let's talk about this. What if we start to treat our business more like a business and less like a hobby? Y'all, I've talked to a lot of you on the phone, in the DMs, on Facebook groups, and I hear this so many times. You say, it's just a hobby. It'll never be a real business. It will never actually like pay my bills. It will never actually be able to replace my real income. That thought that you have right there is what is holding you back. You need to decide today, are you going to continue to treat this like a hobby? Or are you going to decide to step in to the place of having a real business?
Looking to create more magic in your business? Make sure you join us over in Your Magic Year. Your Magic Year is our new year-long program designed to help give you direction and guidance as you move throughout the next year in your business. Together, we're going to work through quests each and every month. We're going to have a magical training every month to give you guidance and direction. But most importantly, you're going to be surrounded in a community of people that are also working towards the same goals as yourself, so you don't have to feel alone. Check out the link in the show notes.
And treating your business like it's a real business. And even if you have a full-time or part-time job that pays the bills right now, and you're just doing your portraits on the side, I'm going to tell you that there is absolutely zero reason that you cannot treat your business like a real, legitimate business, even if you're just running it part-time. There is absolutely zero reason that you can't have, you know, three clients a month with your full-time job, and those three clients are paying you $5,000 or $6,000 a piece, and you bring in an extra $15,000 a month or so. There's absolutely no reason you can't be doing that with a full-time job. What if we decide to step into the role of a CEO instead of just being a photographer? Write down the words, I am the CEO of my business. And every time you're sitting there at your desk and trying to figure out what to do and make decisions, I want you to remind yourself that you are the CEO of your business and you're an amazing CEO. You are no longer just a photographer. You run your business. What if we invested more time into learning to be a business owner and we stopped just focusing on learning how to be better photographers? Can you imagine if you would have spent just as much time as you've spent learning how to use your camera and take beautiful portraits and edit those portraits? Can you imagine if you spent that much time learning your business and learning how to be a business owner and learning the psychology of sales and pricing and marketing and really understood those things? And if you stop sitting there going, well, I don't know how to get clients to the door. Nobody's coming through my door. Facebook doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is because you don't know how to market. You don't really understand marketing. And what if I told you that oftentimes the most talented photographers are the lowest paid and they get burnt out after just a few years? And we're going to talk about some statistics of business owners later on about what the statistics look like for running and operating a business. Well, what if I told you that there are many mediocre photographers who are phenomenal business owners and they make a great living for themselves? Some of the most successful, most profitable photographers that I know, I don't think their pictures are that great. Heck, I probably wouldn't hire them to do my own portraits, honestly, but they're phenomenal business owners and their clients love their work. Your clients don't know if your portraits are properly composed, if they're properly exposed, or if they're in focus for that matter. Your clients don't know the difference. All they see is beautiful portraits of them and their family or their pets or their horse or their future spouse or whatever it may be. They don't care about all these technical things that you as a photographer know, and they don't know any better. The quality of your portraits does not impact your ability to build a sustainable business. And for those of you who are just starting out and you're saying, Corinda, I cannot charge those prices. Well, this week's podcast is for you because I talked just about that for the entire podcast. The thing is that even if you were just starting out and you are a new business owner and your portraits are not up to where mine are yet, you still deserve to be paid because your time is just as valuable as my time. And I know that might sound a little crazy to those of you that are just starting out, but honestly, set your prices where you want them to be. Go for it. Don't think small just because you're in the beginning. Go out there and tell the world that you're valuable, and the world is going to respect you and your talent that much more. Your business knowledge is what allows you to have a truly sustainable business for years to come. Your business knowledge is what allows you to be in business for 20 or 30 or 40 years. And your clients will love your work regardless of how you think it is. And also something that really helped me in my early years was I essentially unfollowed all the photography groups where people posted their photos. And if y'all are in my photography group, one of my rules in my group is actually, I don't want you just posting your photos and being like, look at this pretty session. You can post your photos, but if you're posting your photos, I want you to share a lesson that you've learned. I want you to contribute value, and I want you to be coming from a place of helping others. Because I know for me, sometimes I see people posting their work just to kind of brag about it and be like, look at how pretty this was. And I'm like, oh, I'm a terrible photographer. What am I doing? How am I charging these prices? Dude, even me 10 years in, I feel that. So I want to just encourage you, put your blinders on if you notice that those types of things bother you. And also too, I really try hard to kind of keep that out of my groups because it's not something that I find super valuable for me, myself personally, and I will compare myself to y'all even. So that's why I try to stay away from it. For those of you that are dealing with this confidence thing or struggling to find your worth or your value, I think that the whole idea of charging these prices and raising your prices has a lot to do with just knowing the amount of money it costs to run a business, right? When you realize, man, I only get a small percentage of that and I have all these expenses. And in order to pay for these expenses and do this, I'm going to have to go out there and be bold and charge what I need to be charging. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is planning from a higher place. Let's talk about how to dream big and be bold. Now, why should you dream big? Well, first of all, science says so. And if you want to know all the fun science tomorrow during our full 2-day workshop that's happening the next 2 days, I'm actually going to share some of the scientific studies and some of the research about setting goals and the studies that have been done by scientists about goal setting and how the way you set your goals impacts your ability to accomplish those goals. Setting big goals also keeps you off the hamster wheel of reinventing every year. So I like to say, if you plan your goals for where you want to be 5 or 10 years down the road, and every action and every step you take in your business is geared towards where you want to be 5 or 10 years down the road, you don't have to stop at the end of every year and go, oh man, okay, I hit my goals, but what's next? Oh man, I hit my goal, what's next? Because if you do that, you're going to constantly be reinventing your business. You're going to be constantly raising your prices, constantly saying, how do I do better? How do I do more? Where if you just set your goals and your pricing based on where you want to be 5 or 10 years down the road, you're going to get there 10 times faster. And you're going to jump off that hamster wheel of reinventing yourself. And also, when you're dreaming big, you need to stop letting your fears and your what ifs get in the way. Those fears need to be crushed. You have got to learn how to master your mindset so you can crush those fears. In our coaching program, one of the first modules in our business, full business course, is actually about mindset. Because I learned very long time ago that I cannot help you with your business if you have the little devil sitting on your shoulder telling you that you can't do it or that you're not capable or that you're not good enough. And it is so important that you know how to deal with those fears and those worries that come up in your business so that when they do creep up and when you feel like you can't do the thing and you feel like you're not capable and you feel like you're not good enough, you know how to recognize those moments. You know how to crush those fears. You know how to reframe your mindset and move on from those things and stop letting yourself get in your way. Now, when you dream big, you start to plan from the place you want to be in. So I think this is kind of when we hear the word CEO, this is what we think of: an older man with gray hair in a suit, sitting in an office, right? That's what most of us think of when we think about a CEO. And I want you to ask yourself, I want you to go beyond a $500,000 a year business. I want you to ask yourself, hey, what do I need to do to run my business like the CEO of a multi-million dollar business? What if I was running a multi-million dollar business? How would I treat this? How would I act about things? How would I strategize? So go beyond the $500,000 a year thing and really start to think about that. Now, here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. And if y'all like reality TV and you watch The Kardashians, you'll appreciate this. That old guy in the first picture, that's what we think of as a CEO. But also, Kris Jenner, she is a CEO. And she is an amazing CEO that is building her empire and her family's empire. She looks for opportunities. She creates a vision. She shapes and she molds and she markets and she puts herself and her family out there. And I know some of you are going to cringe at this and you might not agree with this, but really, Kris Jenner is an amazing CEO of her business. So keep that in mind, right? CEOs look and come in all different shapes and forms depending on who they are, the business they're running. But I mean, if you're a reality TV person, then ask yourself, am I treating my business like Kris Jenner treats the family empire? But also, this is a CEO. This is me riding my horse, doing what I want to do, taking time off during the middle of the week and driving to Missouri to visit a friend and buying myself a dang horse because I wanted to and because I could. This is also a CEO. So keep this in mind and really keep it in mind that you don't have to be the stuffy CEO. You don't have to look at yourself as a CEO that we think of. This can be you. Being a CEO of your business can mean running and getting coffee at 10:30 in the morning because you feel like it. There's a lot of things and a lot of flexibility that being a CEO of your business allow you to do. How would things change if you started to run your business like the person that you see yourself as when you're running a $500,000 a year business instead of at the place you are now? And you might be thinking, what does this mean, Corinda? I am so confused when you say this. If you've been on past workshops with me before, you might have gone through a visualization exercise I do on a lot of my workshops. What you can do is you can start to put yourself into a place and say, when I am the person that's running a $500,000 business, who am I as that person? What am I doing that is different than what I'm doing now? What does that person act like? What does she talk like? What does she sound like? What does she dress like? How does she present herself? And for those of you that were in imaging and you saw me at imaging, you saw me in my, if I'm a $1 million business owner, this is what I present myself like. That's what I was at imaging. I was like, when I look at myself and I do my vision of what I look like and what I act like and what I talk like and what I'm doing in my business and the decisions I'm making, that is that person. Me showing up, having my stuff together, looking put together, having clothes that were bright and colorful and stood out, talking to people, being sociable, not being afraid to be bold with my words. Y'all, I'm going to say this on a meeting full of 70 people and telling y'all this is really difficult. I got introduced to the CEO of PPA and I told him, I said, I know you don't know who I am right now, but one day you're going to know who I am when you introduce me to talk on that stage. And he just looked at me, his jaw dropped. But part of me running a business, and now that I'm to this $500,000 a year business, my next plan is, how do I get to the 1 million, right? So now that I'm running my business and presenting myself and acting like that $1 million business owner, I'm going to have to do the big scary things that $1 million business owner is not afraid to do. And that is a huge shift. And really just being bold and putting yourself out there and doing the things that you need to be doing. So really, my life changed a few years ago whenever I heard this idea and I really started to fall into this idea. I worked with a mindset coach. I worked with a flow coach. And I also got involved in some other industry business programs. And I started to hear this idea of, you know, stepping into the identity of who you needed to be when you were running the business you want to have. Because you know what you have to do. You know what that looks like inside of you. When you do this visualization exercise that I walk through on a lot of trainings we do, when you go through that exercise, you're going to realize that you have all the answers of what you need to do, who you need to be, what you need to run your business like, the actions you need to take to get your business to where you want it to be. And sometimes it takes doing the big scary thing. So I decided a few years ago that I wasn't going to just step into the identity of a $500,000 a year business owner. I was going to step into the identity of a $1 million business owner. And I was like, what would I be doing differently if I was running a $1 million business? How would I be treating my business differently? How would I be showing up differently? And I can tell you the way I was showing up my business 3 years ago is not the way I'm showing up my business now. And I'm not perfect yet. I'm not there yet. I'm still working on it. We're still getting there. But I'm starting to learn to step into that role and to really be in that place and make those decisions from a higher place in where I want to go. That is a really big thing I want y'all to think about today, is just how to step into that new place and that new identity of where you're going to have to be to get where you need to go. But every single one of the answers of where you need to be and what that looks like is really actually inside of you. So, and two, to ask yourself, when you're making decisions in your business, I want you to ask yourself, is this a $500,000 decision? Is this a decision that I'm making that's going to help me get to where I need to go? Whatever your goal is, it might not be $500,000. It might be $250,000. It might be $100,000. Whatever that number is, ask yourself, is this a $500,000 per year decision? This is something that came from, I don't know if you know who Rachel Rogers is, but she is a phenomenal business coach in the business industry. And something that she teaches is this a $1 million decision? And when I start to make decisions in my business and what I'm doing, I ask myself this, is this a $1 million decision? Or is this a broke decision? Is this the decision that broke Corinda, who doesn't know what she's doing, is making? Or is this a $1 million decision, right? And sometimes we make broke, I'm not going to say the word, broke A decisions because we are desperate and because we don't know what else to do and because we're grasping at straws in our business. But making those decisions is not going to get you where you want to go. Making those decisions is like putting out a free model call and giving away all the digital files. That is a broke A decision. A $500,000 decision is putting out a model call with good spin on it, allowing yourself opportunity to make money and to grow from it and to have an amazing experience for your clients and to make sure that going forward, they tell their clients how amazing and valuable and worthy you are and that they need to work with you versus the free model call session with all the digital files included. It creates a bad mentality for your clients. And then you go, oh, I got all these photos for free from Corinda. It was so great. Whereas the smart way to do it builds authority in your business. That's the $500,000 per year decision. We have a whole podcast episode on this whole idea. It's called I Cannot Even Give Away a Free Session. And I talk about sushi. And it is a really, really valuable lesson to learn. If you haven't already listened to the sushi podcast episode, I'm going to encourage you to go listen to the sushi podcast episode. It's called I Cannot Even Give Away a Free Session. It is incredibly valuable on this topic, and it really talks about how you shift your perspective and the way you're treating your business and talking about your business to clients when you're building your portfolio. So let's talk about dreaming like a CEO. Even the largest companies in the world have visions, and they have a picture of where they're going. Each and every move they make has the bigger picture in mind. So every decision you make, keep the big picture in mind, right? the CEO of Apple knows what the vision is for Apple 5 and 10 years down the road, and they are making every decision based on where they want to go in their business. And every time they have to make a decision, they ask themselves, hey, is this getting us where we need to be? So next up, I'd like to talk about goals. Goals create clarity. So can you answer these questions? Do you know exactly how much you want to make in your pocket each and every year from your business? That is my first question. How much money do you want your business to be able to pay you every year? Do you know how many clients you need to meet your income goals each and every year? Do you know exactly what you need to be making from each client that comes through your door and what they need to be purchasing from you so that when they walk away, you can meet your goals? How much money do your clients need to be spending, and what does that look like? Is it that they need to buy an album? Is it that they need to buy 10 pieces of wall art and 5 albums to get there? What is it that your clients need to be buying? And do you have a clear picture of that? Are you checking in with your goals? Are you revisiting your goals each and every day? Do you have a method and a system to stay on track of your goals? Do you know that you are more likely to succeed and to meet your goals if you check in with them daily? Now let's talk about this. Only 14% of people have goals. And of that, only 3% of people have actually written down their goals. Could goal setting in your business be the secret to success? I actually think that goal setting in your business is one of the top things that really dictates how successful you are in this business. Could your goals give you the clarity about what you need as you go about the day-to-day in your business? How do you make a decision about what you should do if you don't know what you're working towards? If you don't know what you're working towards, then you are essentially just a leaf floating through the air with no idea what you're really doing, with no direction, with no clear guidance, without steering your ship. How would things change for you if you started to treat your goals like commitments? How would things change? What if you said, this isn't just a goal, this is a commitment I'm making to myself. By 2025, I'm going to bring in $250,000 in revenue. I need to have 3 clients a month, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get those 3 clients a month in my door. How would it change if instead of saying, I have a goal of getting 3 clients a month, to saying, I will get 3 clients a month through my door and I'm committed to doing that? And also, how would it change if you had a boss that said, hey, Corinda, you have to get 3 clients through your door a month or else you're fired? How would you treat your business differently if you started to make commitments and you started to treat it like you had a boss that was telling you what to do and he was expecting you to get those things done? Now let's talk about money. This is the hard conversation to have, right? How much money do you want to make in your pocket each and every year from your business? In a perfect world, is that really how much you want to be making in your pocket? In a perfect world, if you're running your business and you're living the life you want to live, where would you want to be and how much money would you be wanting to make in your pocket 3 or 5 years down the road? Stop thinking conservatively with this number and actually start to dream big with this number. There was a study by Purdue in 2018 that actually found the individual income level for life satisfaction in North America was $105,000 per year. So when they measured people's emotional well-being, day-to-day emotions, life satisfaction, like overall assessment of how they were doing in life, they found that the people that really were satisfied with life were making around $105,000 per year for an individual. Think about that. So many of you that I talk to sit there and you're like, I just love to make $20,000 a year. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, don't be afraid to go bigger. Don't be afraid to like make enough money to do what you want to do with your life, right? That's why we do this, so we can enjoy our lives. We shouldn't feel guilty wanting to make enough money to actually live our life, fulfill our dreams, and do what we want to do with our lives. In 2020, the median household income in America was $67,521. So keep this in mind. Keep these numbers in mind. And what I'm telling you here is, don't be afraid to set big goals. Don't be afraid to come up with big numbers. Even though it might feel a little greedy and you're like, man, I feel really greedy being like, yeah, I'd love to make 6 figures. If you're sitting there saying, no one in my family's ever made 6 figures, so it feels strange to be like, I want to make 6 figures. Don't feel bad about it. Think about all the amazing things you're going to be able to do with your life and for your family and the legacy you're going to be able to leave behind you because you've been able to build wealth and to make a great living for yourself. Now let's talk about why most businesses fail. And this is a very alarming statistic. And I'm telling you this because I want you to realize that those of you who are in here have been in business for 5 or 10 years, kudos to you. Those of you that made it through your first year, kudos to you. That's a big feat in itself. When you look at the research from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, most businesses fail because they run out of money, because they don't understand the financial side of being a business owner. 18% of businesses fail in their first year. 50% of businesses fail within 5 years, and 65% of businesses fail by year 10. Those are crazy statistics. And what I want you to remember is that you don't have to be the statistic. And the way to not become one of these statistics is by taking the time to learn how to run your business like a CEO. Now, are you checking in on your money like a CEO? Are you managing your money like a CEO? How many of you know where each and every penny goes in your business? If a client pays me $100, I know where every single dollar is going to go in my business. How many of you are having dates with your money and getting to know it and love it? I know that sounds a little weird to say, but CEOs are checking in on their money. Well, they probably have a CFO that's really doing that every day, but they are checking in on their money. They know what is happening with their money. They know how much money's in their accounts. They know what's going on. They know how much money's expected to come in. And also, do you pay your employees, AKA you, a regular salary each and every month? Because a CEO is paying his employees and he's paying himself. And he has a duty to pay his employees and to pay himself every month. And he's running a business to ensure that he can pay those salaries and that payroll that he has. So those of you that are not paying yourself in your business, you need to start to learn to manage your money, to be profitable and pay yourself a salary because you deserve to be paid. So very briefly, I wanted to kind of share where most photographers' money goes in their business. Most photographers, about 40% goes in their pocket. 20% covers cost of goods sold, which means that if you're selling products, your products are marked up 5 times, meaning your COGS is at 20%. 20% covers expenses, 15% goes to taxes, and 5% goes to savings. And the reason that I recommend using these percentages to plan is because if you're sitting there right now and you're running a $50,000 a year business, you cannot quite fathom what it costs to run a $500,000 a year business. If y'all saw my credit card bill every month, because I use my credit cards and get airline miles and fly to Hawaii for free every year, I had no idea what it would cost to run my business right now, right? I used to sit there and look at my expenses and be like, oh, I only have $20,000 of expenses. And I get to the end of the year and it was like, I spent 40 grand. And I'm like, how did I spend 40 grand? Well, I made twice as much I did last year and it took more money to sustain that business. For those of you that are like, why is it only 15% taxes? Because you're only paying taxes on your profit after all of your expenses come out. So hopefully that helps. So yes, those of you that are like, what does it cost to run a $500,000 a year business? What is Corinda's credit card bill every month? Well, take like 500,000 times 0.4. And that is about what my credit card bill is every year. Divide that by 12 to figure out how much it is every month. And you'll want to cry with me. But it's all good because it takes spending money to make money, right? And the more money you make, the more it costs to operate your business. So that's why I really love those percentages and they're super helpful. So let's talk about, does money excite you? Can you say your pricing with confidence? Do you say your pricing with confidence or do you say your pricing and you're like, that's going to be $5,000? Or you're like, that's going to be $5,000. How would you like to swipe your credit card today? Are you shying away from money? I used to be that person, guys. I used to shy away from money and I would want to cry every time I had to say pricing. It led me to a place where I was not clear and upfront with my clients about my pricing because I was afraid to talk about it and it freaked me out. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. People spend like $5,000 or $6,000 with me all the time. Sometimes people spend $20,000 or $30,000 and you can spend $1,000 if you're on a budget. It's cool. It's just not a big deal anymore. Whereas before it was an emotionally charged thing to talk and to speak about money. And it has really, really happened over a lot of mindset work. It's so funny. I have a lot of coaching clients that are like, yes, I can talk about money, but only since working with you. I have coaching clients that were terrified of picking up the phone to call somebody before they went through my coaching program. So yes, if you're cringing when you're saying your prices, this is a huge red flag that you have money issues. You have money junk, you have money baggage. From your childhood, from your life, from things that have happened to you. I get it. I've been there. This is why we talk about mindset a lot. And this is why my coaching program is called Master Your Mind and Money. Mastering your mindset and money changes everything. 100%. It takes out so much of the emotional roller coaster of running a business, guys. Like, let me tell you, it is an emotional roller coaster if money freaks you out to ask people for money, right? Now, does the thought of meeting your financial goals light you up on the inside? Do you get excited? I remember years ago when I was working with a mindset coach and she was like, how much money do you want to make? And I remember writing down $330,000. For some reason, that was the number that I really wanted to get to. It was like $330,000. And I would tell people and they'd be like, how are you going to make $330,000? Like, you're not even close to that. And I'm like, I'm going to make $330,000. I don't care. I was obsessed with that number. I had sticky notes everywhere and be like, $330,000. How am I going to get there? Now, in my mind, it's gone from that. I leapt from that straight to 1 million. I was like, from 330, I'm going to build $1 million business. Yep. And I have the exact strategy. I have the roadmap planned out for my studio, the growth, what it's going to take to get there. I've been doing the work. I've been talking to other photographers that are running $1 million studios and saying, what are you doing? How do you make this work? What do I need to do to plan for this business that I want to have? The thought of that is so freaking exciting. Not only because I'm like, I can make money, but it's also from a place of, when I have that business making that money, I can give back even more than I already do. I can serve people. I can give charitably. I can create foundations for things that I'm passionate about. It allows me to do so, so much with my life and to leave behind such an amazing legacy of giving and caring for people that I am not able to do if I wasn't making money in my business. And that's really what it's about for me. Do you know deep down inside that you and your work are valuable and you deserve to be paid well? That's my next question for you. How many of you struggle with this? How many of you are just trying to figure out, like, I don't think I'm valuable. I don't think I'm worthy of that. I don't think people are going to pay me the money. Like, those are serious thoughts that everyone has. So you're not alone. It gets better. I promise it gets better. It gets easier. I swear to you, it gets easier, but it takes doing work. And I think something that I've learned over the past 2 years of doing coaching for photographers is growth in your business doesn't just require growing as a business owner. It also requires growing as a person and looking inward at yourself just as much as it requires looking at your business. So I am also going to say that this is another piece of your puzzle that you need to think about, is that you can learn all the business things in the world, but unless you work on yourself along the way, it's going to be hard to get there. So let's talk about audits next and identifying where you can improve. So audits tell us how close we are to our goals, what we are doing good at. They show us our weak spots and what we need to improve on. And they help show us if we're sticking to the plan we made or if we need to make adjustments. We can use this information to figure out how I can get more of my top clients. Were there certain session types that were not making me as much money that maybe I need to look at? For me, like, doing audits was a big step in turning away from weddings. I can't even talk about weddings. See? Thing is that whenever I was like, oh, I can make as much money from a portrait session as I can a wedding day. Oh, why would I shoot another wedding? Right. So our client audits tell us what our profitable things are or non-profitable things. Our client audits can help us figure out how you can raise your average sale, how you can sell more of something, how you can sell larger wall art, and how you could sell more portraits. So your financial audit can be used to plan for taxes, to see if you're spending too much or too little in any one area. For example, I remember my husband's a numbers guy, so he used to help me a lot with my books at the end of the year. And I remember him saying, well, how much are you spending on marketing? And he's like, I don't see any marketing. You haven't spent any money on marketing. He's like, you know, businesses spend money on marketing. And this was before I understood marketing. And now I know that most marketing experts say that a business should spend around 3-5% of their total revenue on their marketing budget. So that's a very large chunk of everything you're bringing in that should go back out towards marketing. And if you're not investing in your marketing, then you're not probably marketing really enough or in the right places. Your audit can be used to help you get rid of any extra expenses or subscriptions, help you make sure that your cost of goods percentage is staying within a reasonable range, and it can help you create a budget for future years and identify at what times you can add in extra expenses, such as outsourcing, education, or employees. So let's talk about performing an audit like a CEO. Are you always looking for things that you can do better? Are you looking for any time, energy, or money sucks in your business? Are you constantly looking for pivots in your offerings that need to be made? And are you willing to focus on something and not just turn a blind eye to it when things get tough? When things get tough in your business, that means you need to lean into it and figure out what is broken and what is not working. That is your sign. And you're going to be able to identify those things by having a very strong client audit process. So next up, let's talk about planning your calendar. Give your life and business predictability. So it's important to plan for time off, vacations, session days, events, and your mastermind or planning days for actually working on the back end of your business. Do you think that CEOs of multi-million and billion-dollar businesses are working nights and weekends and holidays? Heck no! They assert themselves as somebody whose time is respected and valued, and they expect their clients and their employees to do the same. And they are not going to let their time be cannibalized by things that do not matter because they have good, strong boundaries. CEOs protect their time and energy so that they can focus on the most important things in their business. They can focus on money-making activities instead of all the extra fluff that doesn't matter. CEOs hand over duties that they no longer want to deal with to other people. As a photographer and as a CEO of your business, you can hand over your editing. You can hand over your order processing. You can hand over your social media content scheduling. You can hand over your blogging. There's so many things that you can hand over, and you can start to focus on what matters and makes you money. CEOs set boundaries and structure in their lives and in their business. And oftentimes, to be 100% honest and transparent with you, most CEOs are up way before the rest of the world. They're waking up before their families, their kids, their wives, their husbands, and they're spending a couple of really quiet hours taking care of themselves first and taking care of what they need to do before the rest of the world is awake. They can end their day early so that they're not constantly distracted by everything that's happening. They're getting up and they're getting the work done and they're making things happen. This is really important to think about. And this is one thing that I struggle with personally. I'm always pretty transparent. I really do not like mornings. But you know what? I had a meeting at 7:30 this morning and I got up and I got so much done in that 30 minutes before everyone else was up and about in my house and my child was awake and all of those things. So really find ways to create quiet times, especially early in the mornings, and having a good morning routine is extremely important. And it is one of those things that I want to encourage all of y'all to learn and research and study because there's a lot of research about morning routines. CEOs really respect their own time and talent and expect others to do the same. So the last piece here is finding your clients, having a plan to market your business. Social media is not enough. I hear this time and time again, I'm not getting any clients. I say, how are you marketing your business? They say Facebook and Instagram. Social media is not enough, and it is the most common way that most photographers are marketing themselves. Social media is an overwhelming place where people are constantly bombarded by a million things. People aren't paying attention to what you post. They're skimming through it. They're seeing a pretty picture of a horse or a dog or a family, and they're like, oh, that's cool. They don't read what you post. So for those of you that are sitting there spending tons of time creating beautifully crafted social media content, it's more important to show up often and everywhere that your clients are so that they have no other option but to think of you when it comes time to hire a photographer. And social media is not enough to show up everywhere your clients are because there are other places. I'm going to share with you a little bit of kind of my take on this marketing situation. In the sales world, the average salesperson has to ask for a sale 8 times to get to a yes. And I've taken this and I've changed this rule and kind of made it my own rule about marketing in my business. It takes people 8 times of seeing or hearing about something to begin to trust it and to begin to trust us as business owners. They have to be presented with the opportunity to work with us 8 times before they're ready to say yes, and also in 8 different ways, which is the same reason that a salesperson has to ask for the sale 8 times before somebody's ready to commit. It's because people have to be poked and prodded and they have to think about it for a long time and they have to build that trust. That's why businesses like Coca-Cola or Apple or Microsoft are so well known. It's because they are everywhere we go. You recognize the name, you recognize the brand, you know exactly what they do when they hear your name, the name Apple or Microsoft, or they see that logo. For me, I decided quite a few years ago that I wanted to be known by my name. I wanted to walk into a room and people go, that's Corinda. She's an amazing horse photographer. And also she's a business coach and she helps people make a ton of money. I didn't want to have to walk into a room and be like, hi, I'm Corinda, the photographer and business coach. I wanted people to just know what it is that I did when I walked into the room because they had seen me everywhere they've been. They've heard about me. I'm showing up everywhere that they're at and they have no other option but to know who I am because I'm showing up everywhere with my marketing. In our full coaching program, Marketing is a beast. It is a monster. I will be 100% transparent with you when I tell you that marketing is not the easiest thing in the world. And it's why it comes last. It comes after the systems and the pricing and the client experience are set up. In our full marketing course, there are 25 hours worth of videos on marketing alone. I take you through all of the different methods and all the different systems and ways I use to market my business. And I teach you how I use them in my own personal business. It's really not a big deal once you implement them and you get the systems in place and working for you. But to learn marketing can feel like a lot. If you're only on social media, I like to say you're like a spider dangling from one strand of their web. But when you have a strong marketing presence and existence, you're like a web that the spider has built that's strong and it holds up regardless of rain or wind or storm, and it catches all of the flies. That's what you need with your marketing. Don't be the spider dangling from one string, waiting to fall off their web. There's a couple of quotes that I really love about marketing that I think summarize what marketing is. Jeffrey Harman says, with a good product, marketing can all be boiled down to education. Effectively, educating people about any good product will create the desired need to produce action. Marketing is really about education, guys. Marketing is helping your clients understand how much they need something they never knew that they needed. Doreen Warren. So what I'll say to you, if you're on here and you're a family, a newborn, a wedding photographer, boudoir, people think all the time, they're like, I need family portraits. I'm having a baby. I better find a baby photographer. For those of you that are horse and dog photographers, I'm going to tell you that your job in marketing is so much harder than most genres, because people don't wake up and say, yeah, I should do pictures with my puppy dog. That sounds like fun. They don't know that they need that until you present them with the opportunity and explain to them how they need something that they never knew that they needed. So if you are not educating your clients on the fact that they need you, you are missing the mark big time in your marketing. Posting pretty photos of your clients and saying, oh my gosh, look at how beautiful this session is. That is not marketing. Not at all. So you need to step into that role and you need to start educating your clients with your marketing and explaining to them that they need you. And you need to be bold and you need to call that out to people. When I meet people in public, I say to them, hey, have you had portraits done of your horse? No. I'm like, why not? Let's do it. Let's get you on my calendar. And they're like, heck yeah, let's do it. Right? You have to be bold. You have to show up. You have to be willing to ask the questions and you have to be willing to share with people that they need you, even though they don't know at this moment that they need you. Marketing like a CEO. CEOs create a strategy to attract every client that comes through their door. They know that X number of clients or X percentage of clients are going to come through this method and X number of clients are going to come through this method and this method and this method. You too should know exactly where all of your clients are going to come from before the clients even appear. You should know that you're going to count on 5 clients from social media. You're going to count on X clients from this avenue, and you're going to diversify your marketing and have clients coming in from all different types of avenues. Marketing is done with intention and it builds authority in big companies. Be intentional and build authority in your marketing. And if a marketing strategy isn't working and clients aren't coming through their door, a CEO innovates and creates a new strategy to ensure that clients are going to come through their door. After all, we said the CEO doesn't have an option. He has to pay his employees. He can't say, sorry, guys, we tried this marketing strategy and it's going to take like a year or two to really kick in. So we didn't get any clients this year. So, you know, y'all can work for free, right? So why are you treating your businesses like this? If your strategy and what you're doing is not working, if your clients are not paying you enough money to support yourself and your family and the things you want to do in your life, why the heck are you okay with sitting there and saying, oh, it's fine. I can pay myself later. I don't need to be paid. It's just fun. No, stop doing that. It's not fair to yourself. It's not fair to your family, your friends, and the people around you. And I want you to answer this question. What would you do differently if you were the CEO of a $500,000 per year photography brand instead of just a photographer? How has what you learned today shifted your thoughts, your opinions, your viewpoints on being a business owner? What are you going to commit to doing differently? How are you going to commit to stepping into the role of a CEO? I'm really just going to encourage you, though, to get your pricing, your client experience down first, and then focus on marketing. Because you can market till you turn blue. And if the clients that you're getting through your door are not understanding the value of what they're getting, and they are not understanding how to spend money and you're not giving them the opportunity to spend money, you're going to be marketing a lot and spinning your wheels to have very little return. And what I'll say to you is that those of you that are sitting here and you might have, you know, 20 clients a year and they're spending maybe $1,000, would you rather market and get 60 clients through your year spending $1,000? Or would you rather figure out how to take those $1,000 clients and turn them into $3,000 clients? Would you rather learn how to take those $250 shoot and burn clients and turn them into $5,000 clients? Because it's possible. So if y'all are not sure what you should be making from the clients that you have, there's a podcast episode about this. It's What Should My Session Fee Be? So go check out that podcast episode and work through the numbers along with that podcast episode. And that's going to help you figure out what you need to be making from every client you have coming through your door. And then you're going to be like, oh man, I need to be making more money from the clients I have because this does not allow me to do what I want to do. So yes, keep that in mind there. So there's three things I want to leave you with. When you start to plan your business, like a $500,000 per year business, here are three things that you need to start to really keep in mind outside of what we've already talked about. I want you to think about creating systems. I want you to think about creating a procedures document, essentially having a document that explains how you do each and everything in your business with step-by-step directions. So when you do decide to outsource or hire somebody, you have a document that says, here's how I write a blog post. Here's what happens. Here's what you need to do. When you decide to hire an editor, you can say, here's how I edit my photos. Here's the document that explains it. You should have procedures for everything you do in your business. And right now in the beginning, this is when you should start. So create a document called Procedures in My Business and start to document everything you do and how you do it so you can outsource. And then start to learn to let things go, my friends. Let things go. Let it go. That is really going to be helpful when you think about building a big business that is paying you well and making a ton of money. You're going to have to let things go and you're going to have to outsource them. So those of you that are control freaks and perfectionists, you're going to have to buckle up and be okay with things not being perfect. If you're a perfectionist, I want you to repeat after me, done is better than perfect. And I want you to get a sticky note out and put it on your computer along with how much money you want to make this year. Done is better than perfect. And think about that money. I hope that after listening to our Plan Your 500K Year webinar, you are able to look at your business and plan for your business in an entirely new way. And you can access the recording of our full-blown 8-hour-long Plan Your 500K Year workshop on our website. The link is in the show notes to join us over there and watch that workshop. It is so good. Everybody always leaves that workshop with their brain spinning full of ideas and strategy, because I really teach you how to strategize and go into your business from an entirely new perspective so that you can really step into the role of the CEO that you are deep down inside.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure you share it on social media or leave a rating and review. As always, you can check out the links and resources in the show notes over at masteryourmindmoney.com. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at masteryourmindmoney. And don't forget to join our free Facebook group, Photography Business Tune-Up with Corinda K. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.